This is Joe Burns.
And Chad P.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Rock School Podcast.
We think you'll learn something.
Now remember, if you want to hear the show with all the music in place, go to KSLU.org and stream the show live, Thursdays at 5.
And Sundays at 4.
It's a new show every week.
Now enjoy this week's Rock School Radio Show.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school, Rock School, with your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns and Chad P. Class is in.
And the year 2009 is coming to an end, 2010 just about to come in. My name is Joe Burns. I am dressed as the New Year's baby. His name is...
Scared P.
And he is dressed as the outgoing year, 2009.
That's right.
I look good in a diaper. Here
good
we are.
Lord.
This is a show that we did last year, and I don't like repeating shows.
I know you don't.
But this is a topic that, even though the topic is repeating, it's obviously going to have new music
it's
every
It's always
year.
Ongoing.
Sure.
Yep.
Last year, and also this year, we're going to take the last show of the year, and we're going to do a tribute, a celebration, a hurrah for the people who left us in 2009.
Yeah.
And we had, I hate to say it,
quite a few,
a good number of great musicians who left us in 2009. We can't play them all, but we can certainly mention all of those people. Now, we are going to stick with musicians. You know, I know Patrick Swayze left us this year, but we're going to stick with musicians here on Rock School.
Yeah.
So here we go. We'll start with this first guy, Jim Carroll. Jim Carroll died of a heart attack in his home in Manhattan. His ex-wife told the New York Times that he died at 60 years old on September 11th, 2009.
Wow.
Now, if you don't know who Jim Carroll is, he was one of the punk movement people, but what you probably know him from is the Basketball Diaries. And this was one of his, and I'm doing finger quotes here, hits. And it seems like the correct song to start this hour with. Here's Jim Carroll, one of us that left in 2009. It's People Who Died on Rock School.
He was 12 years old, fell from the roof on East 29. Kathy was 11 when she pulled the plug, 26 reds and a bottle of wine. Bobby got leukemia, 14 years old. He looked like 65 when he died. He was a friend of mine. Those are people who died.
Oh, first show of 2010. Do you think they're going to refer to it as 2010 or 2010?
2010.
That's what I'm going
to
call
it's too
it.
Too many syllables to say it the other way.
Yeah, because nobody said 2009. It was always 2009.
Too many syllables.
2010.
Plus, it didn't come out of the mouth nicely.
Correct.
No.
I got to tell you, I have been dreading this year for quite a while.
You're turning 30.
In just a few short weeks, I'm going to be 30 years old, dude.
So what? I'm 45.
I understand that, but when you made 30, wasn't it a milestone for you?
No.
It wasn't?
No.
When's going to be a milestone age for you?
50.
50?
50.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That day, I get to pick the topic.
Here comes more people who passed away in 2009. On June 10th, we lost Huey Long. He was 105 years old.
Wow.
American singer of the Ink Spots. June 14th, Bob Bogle, 75 years old, a guitarist for the Ventures. Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma took him. June 27th, Fayette Pinckney, 61 years old. He was a member of the Third Degrees. Their big hit, When Will I
Wait,
See
it was a guy?
You Again?
Yes. Fayette?
Yes, yes.
Oh, that would be Fayette. A lady.
And on July 23rd, Danny McBride. He was a singer-songwriter for Sha-na-na.
Sha-na-na.
Yeah, died of natural causes. And the one we're going to play, Drake Levin. 62 years old, American guitarist for Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Wow.
And his life was a good thing. Rock School. This is Rock Schools. We talk about those who left us in 2009. Do you remember Flight 3407 that crashed outside of Buffalo, New York?
Vaguely.
It happened in February of 2009.
I think so. Didn't it have like ice on the wings or something?
Right. Two pilots were very inexperienced, didn't know how to handle ice on the wings, and stalled the aircraft.
Okay.
Dropped it into a house in Buffalo, New York.
I do remember that. Okay.
Two people who were on that plane were musicians for Chuck Mangione's band.
What?
They really? Were to play
there
close
were only
to Buffalo.
Four people total, right?
Oh, no. It was a large passenger plane.
Oh.
It carried about 40 people. It was a twin prop plane.
Oh, I'm thinking of the crew. It was a four-man crew.
Two stewardesses and two pilots.
Correct.
Gary Nywood of Rochester, New York, and Coleman Malott. One played saxophone, one played guitar, and they both passed away.
Wow.
Also in 2009, DJ A.M. Goldstein had a drug overdose and passed away.
Yep.
And now those of you who are listening who
screaming
passed away.
Screaming at the radio.
Right. Passed away in 2009. You got to do this guy. Michael Joseph Jackson.
Yep.
The exact cause of death, propofol,
we don't know.
Heart attack, something.
They're still talking about it.
Stupidity.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Stupidity and things that he and his doctors did.
Yep.
Jam. Rock School. This is Michael Jackson on Rock School. Time for one more before the break. Here are some more people that passed away in 2009. Louis Bellston. He's a drummer. Do you know Louis Bellston?
I heard his name.
He is a jazz and big band drummer. Six-time Grammy nominee. Has actually played on over 200 albums.
Wow.
Listen to these names. Duke Ellington, Count Basie, Benny Goodman, Tommy Dorsey, etc., etc., etc. He passed away at the age of 84 this year. Alan Wendell Livingston. He is a record executive. Why do we care? He signed the Beatles to Capitol.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he probably got a gold watch for that. Mike Seeger passed away this year. Mike Seeger was a folklorist and also a founding member of the new Lost City Ramblers.
Mm.
And now the one you probably know, Dan Wayland Seals. Dan was from England. England, Dan... and John Ford Coley.
Oh.
England Dan and John Ford Coley. Yeah, Dan Wayland Seals died this year on March 25th, according to his daughter, of mantle cell lymphoma.
Ouch.
He was only 61 years old, and along with John Ford Coley, here was the song they were known from. I'd really love to see you tonight. Rock School.
Not much, how about you? I'm not sure why.
And I, don't I must have played that song 11 gabajillion times when I was working radio.
Yeah?
That was one of those songs that was just non-offensive.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
You put it on, nobody turned it off, and then again, it didn't upset anyone. England Dan and John Ford Coley.
Those are the good ones.
We will take a quick break, come back with more people that we lost in 2009, and I have a whole lot of them. I'm just sort of clicking off all the people I want to tell you about. Hello, KSCL up in Shreveport. Thanks for listening to the radio show.
Hello, WBSD in Burlington, Wisconsin. Thank you so much for being a part of the Rock School Radio Network.
And iTunes. Get us on iTunes. It's open all night long. Back in a minute. Rock School. Talking about those that we lost in 2009, this is Rock School. Vic Mizzy left us on October 17th. Vic Mizzy composed commercials and themes for television. The one you would know him for is the Addams Family theme.
Get out of here.
Du-du-du-dum. Du-du-du-dum. Yep. Steve Ferguson, he was a guitarist for NRBQ, 60 years old, died of cancer this year. Mickey Jones was an American bassist for Angel.
Angel.
The thing I knew about Angel, what is sticking in my head about Angel, is that when Van Halen's first album was coming out, the guitarist for Angel went to see Van Halen and was able to copy Eddie Van Halen's two-finger tapping, and it was a fight between Angel and Van Halen to try and get the Van Halen album out first because Angel was attempting to shoot out their album first, so the guitarist for Angel, and his name escapes me at the moment, wouldn't be the first one to have two-handed tapping on their album first. Mm-hmm. Also, if you go online and look them up, look at the Angel logo.
Mm-hmm.
It was made so that if you turned it upside down, it said Angel backwards.
Oh, you get out of here.
The background. Yeah.
Ha.
August 20th, Larry Nechtel left us. He was a keyboardist for Bread. He also was a bassist and session musician who played for the Beach Boys and the Doors. He had a heart attack.
Mm.
And now the gentleman who is it was going to be played, Kyle Woodring. Ring a bell?
No.
He is an American drummer.
Okay.
And I'm sorry that things got so bad in his life. On September 8th, he hanged himself.
Did he now?
He played for the group Survivor. And you will hear him on
The Eye of the Tiger.
You betcha. Rock School. Okay, folks, welcome to the bottom of the hour. My name is Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
And let's do real quickly 7 days and 70 seconds as we go from 2009 to 2010, Monday, December 28th, all the way through January 3rd. Chad, how's Monday go?
December 28th in 1968, Eric Burdon announces that the Animals will disband after their 1968 tour.
Yeah, he gets together with War. December 29th, 1982, a Bob Marley commemorative stamp is issued in Jamaica.
December 30th in 1999, George Harrison and his wife were attacked in their home during a robbery. Now, even though Harrison was stabbed in the chest four times, he and his wife were able to subdue the assailant until police arrived.
On December 31st, the end of the year, in 1984, Def Leppard drummer Rick Allen gets into a car accident and loses his left arm.
He's going to be part of my Chad's Favorite Drummers show coming up in February.
Excellent.
Love that guy. Friday, January 1st. It's a Friday this year. 25 years ago, 1985, adult music video station VH1 debuted in the United States.
Still love it. Still love it. On January 2nd, Saturday, 1975, John Lennon scores a legal victory in the U.S. District Courts that the Department of Immigration cannot keep him here. His deportation case can be unsealed. And finally, 65 years ago, on January 3rd, 1945, CSNY Stephen Stills is born in Dallas, Texas.
Texas.
We're talking about people who left us in the year 2009. February 15th, Joe Cuba dies at the age of 78. He is the father of Latin Boogaloo. On February 5th, Blossom Deary dies at the age of 82. Any idea who Blossom Deary is?
Never heard of him.
Do you ever watch Schoolhouse Rock?
No.
She sang, "If I Could Skate the Figure Eight and Unpack Your Adjectives." She's an American jazz singer and piano player.
Oh.
And the one we're going to play, If you like the Stooges, as in Iggy Pop and the Stooges,
mm-hmm.
you know Ron Ashton.
Ah.
He was a co-writer with Iggy Pop. He's ranked number 29 on Rolling Stone's list of the 100 greatest guitarists of all times, and he died at the age of 60.
Well, there's a listener out there that's listening that knows this very well, so I'll give him a quick shout-out. This is for Philip Colwert, who loves Iggy Pop and Rock School.
There you go, brother. Here it is. Search and Destroy. Rock School. This is Rock Tools. We talk about those that left us in 2009. Coco Taylor.
I've heard of Coco Taylor.
There you are, yeah. The Queen of the Blues, Grammy Award-winning singer, also a member of the Blues Hall of Fame, Blues Foundation Lifetime Achievement Award, died at the age of 80 from surgery complications June 3rd. We brought along Bad Rooster, and we may play that a little later on. But, again, you said people were screaming at the radio, Michael Jackson. Yeah. We played Michael Jackson. The other one people may very well be screaming, January 28th, Billy Powell.
Billy Powell.
Had a heart attack. The keyboardist for Lynyrd Skynyrd and survivor of that horrific 1977 plane crash died at his home in Orange Park, Florida. Again, of a suspected heart attack. They didn't find him until the next day, but certainly looks that way. He was a whiskey rock and roller. Rock school. This is Rock School. Here are a few more people that left us in 2009. John Mayhew, another drummer. He was the original drummer of Genesis. He was replaced by Phil Collins.
Come on.
I mean the original. He died of heart failure. Nancy Overton was 83 this year. She was a member of the Chordettes. Esophageal cancer. Can you do any song by the Chordettes?
No.
Lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, lolly, lolly,
they sang
lollipop.
That?
You betcha. Yeah. Another member of Lynyrd Skynyrd died.
Oh, wow.
But it wasn't one of the original members. Ian Evans. He joined the band following the death of Leon Wilkinson. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had cancer, so he was a secondary player in the band. Stephen Burton, American songwriter for the Kris Kristofferson Band.
Ah.
He died of throat cancer this year. Jay Bennett, he was part of Wilco from 1994 through 2001. Accidental drug overdose.
Ooh.
Yeah, darn it. And finally, the one we're going to play, Kelly Groukut. Groukutt. The best I could find for pronunciation was Groukut or Groukut.
Groukut.
63 years old, British guitar player with the Electric Light Orchestra from 74 to 83. Had a heart attack, darn it. And he was on the album, A New World Record. And so this is him playing on Do Ya. Rock School. Rock School for the end of 2009, talking about those that passed away in 2009. Jimmy Boyd passed away. Any idea, Jimmy Boyd?
No, I don't. No?
The original I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus when he was 12
really?
Years old. Yeah.
Wow.
Born in 1939, so that would make him...
70?
70. Yeah,
wow.
39 to 2009. Maurice Jarre, a French composer and conductor. You have heard his music in Lawrence of Arabia, Dr. Zhivago, Dead Poets Society, Ghost. He's got a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
And Sable Starr. Sable Starr was one of the famous 1960s, 70s groupies. Her big thing was with Iggy Pop. You can hear a story of their ill-fated love song in the Iggy Pop song, Look Away. But basically, she was one of the people that was on the scene in New York, in Los Angeles. And so Sable Starr died, you know, peacefully of cancer. And it was announced on her website. When we get back, we have the female portion of one of the most famous trios was taken by leukemia. So, hello to Radio Universidad Salamanca, Spain. Thank you for running this radio show.
And hello to KLSU in Baton Rouge. Thank you for being part of the Rock School Radio Network.
And, of course, on iTunes. Get us there, Rock School. On September 16th, 2009, Mary Travers.
Oh, yeah, Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Yeah, she finally lost her long fight with leukemia.
Wow.
But luckily, for many, many years, she dug rock and roll music. Rock School.
I dig rock and roll music and I love to get the chance to play
and sing it.
I figure it's about the happiest sound going down today. The message may not move me.
I'm glad you played that song because people hear Peter, Paul, and Mary and they automatically go to Puff the Magic Dragon.
Yeah.
And they're very little known for other songs that they did other than that one. So
yeah, that was a pretty good
hit.
That's
what we're all about.
That was a pretty good hit. Okay. Al Alberts passed away November 27th. He was from the Four Aces. They had a couple big hits, Three Coins and a Fountain, Love is a Many Splendored Thing, and one of the original hits of Mr. Sandman.
Mr.
The quartets,
Sandman.
You normally know of Mr. Sandman, but the gentleman did it first. Fever was a song for the Cramps. Lead singer Lux Interior was a singer for that, and he passed away this year. The gentleman who wrote the Russian national anthem, Sergei V. Mikhlov,
I believe. Yeah,
yeah, well, Mikhlov, oh, sure. I was talking about him yesterday.
Right.
Gordon Waller, who was one half of Peter and Gordon,
mm-hmm.
he died this year, July of 2009. And also Norton Buffalo. Recognize him?
No.
He was a harmonica player, part of the Steve Miller Band. You can hear him all over the album Book of Dreams.
Mm.
He passed away this year. Lung cancer. Harmonicist dying of lung cancer?
Wow.
And finally, Estelle Bennett. She was a U.S. singer and member of the legendary girl group, the Ronettes. Died at her home in New Jersey at the age of 67. She was one of the people who sang Be My Baby. Rock School. Okay, this is Rock School, and we have time for one more break. And what I'm simply going to do here is tell you everybody else I have on my list, those that passed away in 2009, give a quick goodbye and play one more person. Dewey Martin, another drummer. Yeah, another drummer died this year.
My drummers, man. Come on.
January 31st of 2009, he was a drummer best known for his work with Buffalo Springfield. He was a drummer on the song For What It's Worth. He died at the age of 68.
Hmm.
Another New Orleanier lost this year, Eddie Bowe. He was part of the Soul Finders, and we brought the song Hook and Sling, but we actually never got around to playing it. Eleanor Ellie Greenwich died this year. Now, you probably don't know her name, but you know her music up and down. She was part of New York's famed Brill Building.
Mm-hmm.
Here are some of the songs she wrote. You just heard one, Be My Baby by the Ronettes, Chapel of Love, Da Do Run Run, Then He Kissed Me, Do Wah Diddy Diddy, Kentucky Woman, I Hear Music, River Deep, Mountain High.
Those are all popular songs.
Oh, yeah. She was a real big songwriter, and she passed away this year, August 26th. Treatment of pneumonia. Reuben Zeke Zachary, he was a jazz trumpet, died at Kaiser Permanente Hospital in Irvine, California at the age of 93.
Mm.
I'll take 93. And finally, at the age of 94, musician, inventor, pioneer, guitar virtuoso, and one who can probably talk better than me, Les Paul, the man who made rock and roll possible,
mm-hmm.
passed away. 94, White Plains Hospital, White Plains, New York. We'll finish with him. This is 2 minutes of perfect jazz played by Les Paul. This is called Meet Mr. Callahan. My name is Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
Goodbye to all that left us in 2009. Hello, 2010. Class is dismissed.